You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News. Time now for your letters. Last week, we spoke with Les Capet, a publicist and former journalist whose business has performed so poorly over the last couple of years that he's now living in his truck in California. Sandy Connors of Lexington, Kentucky wrote, "Your story on the journalist Les Capet touched me like few others have lately. The unemployed are usually just faceless and nameless statistics, but they are real people doing their best. Thank you for also reminding me that my situation is not as bad." Story last week about undocumented workers demonstrating for better treatment in the United States prompted Jerry Kammer from the Internet to write, "Did an editor have a look at Mandalit Del Barco's immigration story? I doubt it. Surely a competent editor would not have allowed the reporter to stick the anti-immigrant slur on the two people from Phoenix who had just expressed their opposition to illegal immigration. To be against the massive illegal immigration that is flooding the country is not to be against immigrants." In last week's conversation about three of the Democratic candidates for president, political columnist Walter Shapiro said that Dennis Kucinich represented, quote, the vegan anti-war vote. Stephen Phelan of Minnesota wrote, "It's sad that your summary of the Democratic candidates is used to mock Dennis Kucinich. Why not a more objective assessment of Mr. Kucinich?" Well, we are running a series of discussions about Democratic candidates, and Congressman Kucinich will be in the group we talk about next week. But most of our emails this week were about annoying music man Jim Nader and his Annoying Music Hall of Fame. Last week, he featured farm animals singing the Beatles and an unnamed child murdering Somewhere Over the Rainbow, among other songs. Wendy Levine of Greensboro, North Carolina wrote, "I've often thought that NPR is secretly telling dogs the information they need to eventually take over the world with all the ambient noises, animal backgrounds, etc. that you use in your shows, but now I am certain. Your annoying music segment has literally frozen my dachshund in her place, head tilted to the side, ears up, and she is transfixed. That anonymous child's high notes have elicited a look of sheer terror on her lovely face." Robert Sabatini of Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, heard the music while driving and wrote, "While listening to the young boy's version of Over the Rainbow, I looked over to see my two-year-old son, Chris. He had his head in his hands and said to me, 'Oh, this is terrible. I don't think I've laughed this hard in years. It was a miracle that I didn't run into a telephone pole.'" You can email us at wesat@npr.org. Please tell us where you're from and how to pronounce your name.